What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Lived Inspired Podcast. Are you struggling with motivation causing you to have a hard time getting your workouts done? Having a hard time eating better? Well, if that's you, listen up.
Woo! What is going on? On you beautiful people. So I'm gonna be a little bit quiet today because I am in the Airbnb and people around me are sleeping, so I can't exactly yell at the top of my lungs and give you the same amount of energy. But we are in Australia, so we are Melbourne, Australia. We'll be living here for at least the next 6 months. That's the plan over here. So I'm super freaking excited. I literally came here with just one backpack that contained a couple chargers that don't even work because I had to get a charger adapter, a speaker, and my laptop, and two phones. So everything else got left behind in Las Vegas. Now I'm trying to figure that situation out, but it's an absolutely crazy experience right now because, yeah, I literally came here with like nothing. I had to get everything. Well, yeah, like clothes, you know, toothbrushes, just like every single last thing, like even a little pen and some floss and some hair products, everything. So it's a big move over here, and I'm trying to find a place to stay right now, and it is not going according to plan. But we do have a lot of inspections next time, upcoming days, so hopefully you can find something there, get settled in, and continue on with life and actually live, because right now I'm not eating what I would normally be eating itself and feeling my body with the right good foods and the foods I really do want. It's a lot of rotisserie chickens, that's what I tell you. That being said, let's go dive into today's podcast. So are you struggling with motivation? Now this is a big topic because I have so many clients come to me, so many people DM me, so many people message me, so many people comment my videos saying that they struggle with motivation. They struggle with motivation, right? They try to lose weight to get their ass the first time, but they struggle with motivation. Kevin, what do you do when you're not motivated? Kevin, how do I get more motivated? Kevin, I want to get these results, again, my abs, losing this weight, but I'm not motivated. How do I do it? Now, first off, I want to say that you're not always going to be motivated. Otherwise, we would all have our dream bodies by now and all be like multi-millionaires, right? In our lives itself, because we hustling, grinding, and feeling good, right? That's what I want to kind of preface at first, right? Motivation itself is something that is quote-unquote temporary, right? Because it's not permanent. Otherwise, if we felt motivation every single moment of the day for everything we did, right? Even the second you wake up, you wouldn't be, you know, sitting in bed. You wouldn't hit that snooze button, right? You wouldn't be late for anything. You would be on time. You would never hit that snooze button. You'd get everything you say you're going to do done to as well because you're so motivated. Think about that for a second, right? I actually really do want you to think about that. Now, I'm going to kind of say a couple more things too as well. Now, not seeing the changes you expect in a certain amount of time is the big part that's going to decrease your motivation. Let's just say you're expecting to see like some dramatic results in a week, right? Or expect to see like maybe 2 pounds in a week, right? And you have weight loss, or 5 pounds a week in the first week of your weight loss, and you don't. You're going to get demotivated because expectations, when they're not met, kind of drain you a little bit, right? Because you're all excited and you keep expecting, you're waiting for this thing to happen. And when it doesn't happen, that kind of pulls you back into this frame. And then you're not going to be motivated anymore, right? Or it's going to take away from the motivation. So not seeing a change in an expected amount of time is going to demotivate you, right? Because if you have these expectations over here and they're not met, that's going to hit, right? Because you're all, yeah, like I just mentioned, you're going to be all excited and you're on this like quote-unquote high itself. You're working towards things. You're doing all these things that you've never done before. Maybe you're eating better. You're working out now. You're doing this cardio. And you didn't, maybe you achieved a little bit of change in your body, or then some, you might not even notice, right? Because we are very critical of ourselves. We see ourselves every single day. But if you look at a standpoint, somebody else saw you, or you took a photo from week to week, or you did some measurements or something like that, or maybe you want a body fat percentage thing, you might have saw some changes. But might not have been the changes that you expected. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, I want to talk about mentality, because a lot of people have this mentality of, you know, I want to be motivated all the time. But I want you to think about having this mentality of motivation is like a high, just like smoking weed. Like the high you get from smoking weed, I haven't smoked weed since I was like, what, 18? And I hate it. I probably done it a couple times. I can handle my hands. But it's like a high. That high itself, because I know a lot of people smoke weed, this is why I'm giving that little reference itself. That high, are you expecting yourself to feel high for smoking weed for your whole life, like 24/7? Are you high 24/7? Like just in general? Let me ask you that. Do you expect to be high, like, you know, from the effects of smoking weed 24/7? So you shouldn't expect yourself to be motivated 24/7. It's a high, right? It is a high. Motivation is a high. Because when you feel motivated, you feel like grinding. You feel like doing everything. You feel on top of this world, right? It's like a lot of times, or some of the times, you feel like nothing is stopping, right? Keep going. And you feel good. You feel awesome. I want you to think about it as like a high. It's you can't expect that all the time, 24/7 for the rest of your life. You can't expect that, right? So now, obviously, discipline is where that really, really kind of kicks in, right? That's what separates people who are really successful and people who are not, right? Discipline, right? When you're not motivated, that's the most important time, because that's when you have to force yourself. It's like taking a cold shower. I take cold showers all the time before. I haven't done so more so recently, but it's like it benefits you in a lot of ways, and it forces you, because the first thing you want to do when you get a cold shower is like get out, right? Or make it hotter. But you are forcing yourself to stay in there and forcing yourself and shutting off your mind, right? And big part of it is your mind, right? Because when you shut off your mind, let's say when you're not motivated, first thing in the morning, you hit your snooze button, but you're like, no, I'm going to get up. Or when you don't want to do the workout, you're like, no, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do my workout. Or if you don't feel like eating, all right. Or if, let's say you were out and you want to get pizza, or let's say you want, and there's a choice between, like, I don't know, some chicken and rice or rotisserie chicken, something like that. And you have to switch your mind off and be like, yo, the logical decision is to get that chicken and rice because I want to lose this weight, right? So we have to shut off our mind itself. Now, another reason is thinking about the things you hate in your life. Think about the things you hate in your life. Now, what I mean by this is, let's just say we hate our body, right? We hate our body right now. When we hate our body, hate's a strong thing, right? Because you're looking at all the things you don't like. Maybe it's your gut. Maybe it's your arms and stuff. You can't really say a definition. Maybe it's your chubby cheeks, something like that. I had to deal with that. I hate my cheeks. But when we keep focusing on the things we do hate, that drains you, right? Hate is draining. It's not uplifting. It doesn't give you energy. So when you think about the things that you hate in your life, that's not going to take away energy from you. It's not going to give you that energy, right? So when we take energy away from you itself, well, that's going to take away from motivation, right? And that's going to cause you to have lower energy and be like, when we're dwelling on something we do hate, it's like, why would I want to kind of work out? Why would I want to eat better? Why would I want to kind of do all this extra stuff when I kind of hate it and it's not changing, right? But now that kind of ties into the next topic too as well, because the way you think about your body can be viewed in different ways. One is, I hate my body. Okay, well, I'm not going to do anything about it, right? And I just hate it. Let it be, right? Just on the couch, eat whatever, not work out. Or two is, I hate my body, but I want to change, right? I hate my body right now, but I'm going to change, right? I'm going to change because I don't like my body. I want to love my body, right? It can be viewed in two different ways. But talk about things that you do hate in your life. It's to me crucial, right? Because a lot of things we dwell on your life is, let's just say you dwell on your life right now about the job you have that you do hate, or maybe it's some things else in your life that you do hate too as well, like, I don't know, wearing white t-shirts, something like that, because your gut sticks out and you dwell on those things. That's going to take away energy from you, kind of tying back to the last thing I just said. But yeah, so don't dwell on those things that you do hate. Instead, what you want to do is visualize that body you do want to have. Visualize that life you do want to have. Even think about the things you do hate. Yeah, like your job. A lot of people don't like their jobs, right? Your job is probably more draining if you really hate your job. Because I remember when I worked at Dairy Queen, it was my very first job ever. That was the most draining of all my jobs I ever had in my life. right now, doing what I'm doing right now, I feel energized. I feel great. Like, I work all day, every day, 7 days a week. And it doesn't feel like work because I absolutely love what I do right now, right? I don't feel drained. But when I used to work at Dairy Queen, I'd work like 2 or 3 days a week. That was my very first job ever. And only work like 5 hours or 4 hours. But I feel so, so, so drained afterwards. And I wasn't even doing like that much physical stuff. I was like making burgers and also just like washing and stuff, right? So it's that mental, it's like the mental side of things, right? When you hate something, because I hate that job. That was the worst job I've ever had in my life. It's draining. It's super draining. I talked to some of my clients about this too as well. Like, let's just say you're a nurse and some of the days aren't so great, right? Maybe some patients are bitching at you or just like a little stressful day and it's not going well and you're just getting shit talked, stuff like that. That's draining. That's very, very draining. And when you're drained like that, well, guess what? Obviously, you're not going to have the energy to go work out, right? And obviously, you're not going to have the energy or you might not want to eat better because you want to go to something that's going to make you feel better. And those foods that make you feel better tend to be higher in calories and higher in fats. So you go to like that cheesecake, the pizza, the burgers, right? So all those things can affect and tie together, which is very, very interesting because the psychological part about, you know, losing weight is actually a huge component. And most people don't think about that, right? Because most people actually know what to do, but they have a hard time kind of implementing it, executing it. And it all comes from the back end itself, right? Because a lot of us, like, you know, like, I shouldn't be eating a pizza or burgers to lose weight, right? But then they end up doing it, right? And obviously, you can incorporate that like I do and still lose that weight. But like in the end of the day, we all know to some degree what we should be kind of doing, what we shouldn't be doing to lose that weight. Obviously, there's more optimal ways to as well, like what exercise to do, what foods to eat, or vitamins to take, supplements are going to take you to that next level. But still, even that baseline is going to get you a lot further, right? Of knowing what to do. And most people do know that very, very baseline. It's in the back of their brain, but they don't do it. They don't execute it. They'll have a hard time executing it. So I'm very, very passionate about the subject itself because a lot of people don't think about that mindset side of things. And to be frank with you, like, when I kind of first started, I had this huge, huge, huge drive to change itself. And that was like my motivation kind of spurt. Obviously didn't last kind of forever. I just had to stay disciplined and really push myself and think about those times of how much I hated my body or how much I want to change, or think about the words that my brother told me, which are the anorexic, right? That really, really stuck with me. And I thought about those words. I'm like, I'm going to use that as motivation. I'm going to use that to fuel me. Like, I don't want to be viewed as this. I hate this word. And I kept repeating those words over and over again. And I got my energy from a place where I was like, I hate my body so much, or I hate those words so much, or I hate how my brother viewed me. And I never wanted to be viewed like that again as motivation, right? And especially when I never got called like skinny anymore, toothpick, and people are calling me like big or like muscular, right? Like that was huge, right? And I never had the thought about thinking back of those words of anorexic that used to feel my drive and used to feel my workouts and used to feel me getting up doing those workouts when I hated it. I obviously didn't have that anymore because I was getting called big and like that was the first time and like just feeling good about that. So my motivation obviously died off over there, but I didn't really have that motivation. I was just disciplined. I'm like, what do I want to take it next? Like, I want to be bigger. And I just enjoyed the process. And when you enjoy the process and also seeing those changes, that can be very motivating for you too as well in that side of things. But obviously I was working 5 jobs too as well at one point, and damn right sure I was not motivated all the time to do the workouts, but I got it done because I was staying disciplined, right? It's like my jobs. I was staying disciplined to go to my work even when I don't feel like it. Most of you guys have a job that pays the bills. The only reason why you guys go to work is because it pays your bills. It pays you, but you guys are missing the workout side of things. It doesn't pay you, but it makes you feel better. It makes you do better in life too as well. It can bring you more income. It can make you that person that you want to be, but most people don't see that, and the media payoff is not there, which is why we don't do that. All right, so that was a little spew, but yes, it's all true over there. I do want to go over the last thing, why you're struggling with motivation though. It's you're thinking about all the things you have to do. You're thinking about all the things you have to do, right? Let's just say you start a workout program, something like that, and you have a list of things you have to do. Maybe before you didn't, right? Say, oh, now I have to work out. Oh, now I have to eat better, go grocery shopping, meal prep, take these supplements, put this workout schedule on my calendar is off, and now you're like, wow, that's a lot of things, right? That could be overwhelming, right? Some people might find that overwhelming. So if you do find that overwhelming and those things you have to do and start tracking calories maybe to his wall, you could take a step back, right? If you find that overwhelming, you can take a step back, right? So a lot of my clients itself, I usually kind of give them the whole nine yards, but laid out, right? So they don't have to think about what to do, just kind of do it. But some people are overwhelmed by the things they have to do because like people react differently to different things. And now in that aspect, I kind of dial back, right? If I see, let's just say how they do, what they bring up right away, they'd be like, this is a lot. Then I change it, right? I'm like, okay, let's just focus on getting the workouts done. And let's just focus on just eating a little better. Your first meal a day is the same every single day. I don't care what the other meals are. Just something like that. That's very easy, right? And not overwhelming. Cause when we're overwhelmed, you can't lose that motivation itself. It's like, wow, so much to do. So, but I usually kind of give them everything laid out to a T, and I just kind of follow the plan. And let's just say it doesn't get followed to the T itself, or let's just say a lot of things are kind of missing. Then I dial back. I'm like, okay, let's just focus on this one thing for the next week. I don't care about anything else itself. And yeah, they tend to do better because they only have this one thing to focus on. So if you're thinking about all the things you have to do and you're one of those types of people that gets overwhelmed by the amount of things you have to do, let's go dial back, right? Because that can cause you to lose motivation itself. And, you know, well, like I said before, motivation is kind of like a high, but like takes away all that motivation, takes away all your energy itself, then that can be hard, especially at starting off first. So just dial back, think about one thing you want to focus on and get that done. So reviewing over everything I kind of went through today is you're not always going to be motivated. Otherwise, you'd all have a dream bodies and be like millionaires. Two is if you're not seeing those changes in an expected amount of time, that's going to cause you to lose motivation too as well. Three is the mentality side of things. Your motivation is like a high, just like smoking weed. Don't expect it 24/7 because you're not expected to be high 24/7. And four is think about the things you hate in your life. Like, you know, maybe your job, maybe the I don't know, your body itself. Number five is think about the body you currently have, right? And now I talked about this in the fact that it could be in two different ways. The motivation side of things, like I hate it, I'm going to change, or I hate this, and like you keep dwelling on it, and that causes you to lose energy. And last but not least is think about the overwhelming amount of things you have to do. So hopefully you guys enjoy this podcast topic today, and cheers from outside the world. This is Coach Kev, signing out.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.